Blog Talk Radio.
We send a blessing to you, Norway. We always thank God for you as well.
And I want to send a special shout out also to France, Australia. We thank God for you. And I just like to thank you all because you also been a great supporter with the ministry. You've been there, United Kingdom, Norway, you've been there. We send a special shout out and we thank God for each and every one of you. I just want to tell you right over there from the United States of America to our international brothers and sisters, I just want to let you know you keep pressing. You keep pressing through the fire. You keep pressing through the valleys. You keep pressing through the wilderness. You just keep pressing no matter what things may look like or how it is in your everyday life. As you keep pressing, my goodness, the Spirit of the Lord is going to help bring you through. And I thank God for our families and friends right here in the United States of America. And I know that you had a rough time this year, 2017. But I just want to let you know, no matter how hard things may be and how hard things may get in your life, long as you keep pressing, and declaring the decree that victory is going to be yours. And I want you to take a stand as you're getting ready and we're approaching to get ready to go into our 2018 year. You make a declare and decree that everyone that is connected to you and everyone that is walking with you, everyone that God allows you to meet, they're going to take on the spirit of pressing. They are not going to take on the spirit of holding your head down, sadness, because we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through pulling down the stronghold. I'm telling you right now, the Holy Ghost is ready to meet you right there where you are. I dare you to begin to condition your atmosphere, begin to condition your home, begin to condition your surroundings right now, because the Spirit of the living God, he's not ready to come put on a show. He's not ready to have you another day that will have you say another prayer line or another meter line. But I truly believe right now in the midst of your home, those that is in your car, those that is coming in from work, those where you are, no matter where you are in your daily life right now, the Spirit of the living God to come in right now. Be your healer, be your deliverer, be your one that a waymaker will make a way out of no way. I'm here to tell you about the power of the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, if you can take a stand and you keep pressing, God's going to see your fruit. If you're tonight ready to worship the Lord, where you are internationally, you are Norway, where you are you pressing, are you waiting to see the hand of God move in your life? Mothers, brothers, sisters, deacon, father, are you pressing? Get off the ground, lift your hands up. You're going to live and see another day. You're going to make it day by day. I just want to thank the Holy Ghost and thank the Lord. Oh, bless your Lord. God bless you, Mother Jackson. And I'm telling you right now, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I truly feel that the Spirit of the Lord is ready to do what he needs to do. And I'm telling you right now that God will see you through. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you too, Pastor Temple. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give God the honor who's the head of my life. I give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple. I give honor to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come to you once more today, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for allowing us just to see another day in the name of Jesus. Thank God. How you taking care of us, God. How you shelter us, God. How you put food on our table, God. We just say thank you, God, in the name of God. We glorify your name because you're worthy of praise in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, that you continually to heal, deliver, and set the captives in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we can't do nothing of ourselves, God. But we rely, God, we can do all things to you that strengthen us in the name of Jesus, God. Today, God, we come to you, God. We pulling down every stronghold, God, every hindrance, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you have your mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to stretch us like never before, God. We pray, God, that you just pull every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, continually to create in us a clean heart, renew our strength like never before, God. We thank you, God, for separating us from people and things, God, that we have no business being connected to other, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out today, God. We ask that you lift up everything, God, in the name of Jesus, God. When we seem like we can't push anymore, God, we pray, God, let us continue to push like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for leading us and guiding us into the right path, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We speak strength. God, you said, let the weak say, I am strong. So today, God, we'll say, we're strong in you, God. We're strong in you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for rising us above circumstances in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our family members today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, continue to deliver and set the captain free, God. We thank you, God, they're giving us that godly love, God, that we can love up under any circumstances, God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, we pray, God, don't know, let us look to the left or to the right, God. Let us keep our eyes stayed on you. In the name of Jesus, God, no matter what go on, God, let us continue to look at you, God. Let us continue to walk like you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We give you all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God. In the name of Jesus, that they receive your healing, God. Because as you say, by your stripes we are healed, God. Let us begin to receive your healing power, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us begin to take everything that you have given to us, take it by force. This day, God. This day we pray, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our loved ones and our wives in Kodabashata. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to Kodabashata, God. Save in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, deliver, Haralabose, God, be that mind regulator for them. In the name of Jesus, God, let them be wise, Haralabose, begin to walk through the house, God, be declaring, Haralabose, in the name of Jesus, God, let them be, Haralabose, God, rise them up, Haralabose, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing to them, God. Oh, God, we lift every man up in ADM ministry to be called up our shot, God. God, we pray, God, that you fill them with your precious Holy Ghost. Hey, God. Let them begin to rise up like never before. Let them begin to pray like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We don't take it lightly, God. Because we realize it's not us, God, but it's the move of you. God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you how you'll begin to blow on us, God. Your fire, God. Everything that we don't understand, I don't know, God. We thank you for being the teacher in the mighty name of God. Even in the next midnight hours, God, you begin to give us dreams and visions, God. Begin to shake us, awake us, God. Let us begin to cry out for somebody else's soul, God. so many souls, God, over my Santa. Oh, God, we ask today, God, that you begin to put somebody on our heart that we could begin to pray for instead of ourselves, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we all need your little boche, God, this day, God.
Yes.
We pray, God, little boche, God, whatever's in our lives, God. We pray, God, little boche, God. We pray that you break it up, our Santa, little boche. Break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Up under the blood of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you turn this thing around in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to open our eyes, sharpen our discernment in the mighty name of Jesus, God. It's out of the bullshit, God. We pray today, God, that you just put a muscle over our mouth, God. Let us be slowly, see, cut up over to speak, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us be cut up over to speak, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God. We thank you, God. We lift up Harold Boche. We ask, God, this day, God, that you begin to walk through the house and the Harold Boche hospital, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Harold Boche, even just your presence, your presence, the Harold Boche, in the house of the outside of the Boche, God, will begin to hear about your heart. Harold Boche, God, we realize somebody on the Harold Boche today, God. Oh, God, that's speak out of Boshe in the mighty name of Jesus. Death be still of Boshe out of our sick in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you.
Yes.
It's out of Boshe, God. We thank you this day for what you're doing, God. Oh, God, we realize our sickness is not death, God. But oh, sometimes, God, he's out of Boshe. You will get the glory out of Boshe. Nobody but you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We lift up every teacher to Dakota Boshe, God. Every prophecy and the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, every earth, he called a bow shine out of the bow shape. Every deacon out of our say, hey, oh God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them the most, God. Strengthen them, God, is out of the bow shape. Shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you, God. Oh, our minds still stayed on you, God. Continue to give us the zeal for you, God. That's God, that we can run on when we don't feel like running, God. Let us run on when we feel tired. Let us run on the Roboche when our body is weary. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Yes. Have your way, God. He's the Roboche, God. Oh, we say yes to your will, the Roboche, God. We say yes to your will, God. Let us give you all of us. I'm the Roboche. Not some, but all of you, God. Oh, God, let us give you your best, God. Let us give you out of our side, the Roboche. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up the youth to you today once again, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Hey, glory to God. Continue to shield and protect them like never before, God. And going and coming in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for the Boche, filling them with the Holy Ghost at a young age, God. Teaching them how to the Boche, what and how to do the Honda the Boche, God. We thank you, God, teaching them how to present themselves as young girls and young boys. Yeah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Teaching them how to be old. And to their parents, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for what you are doing, God. Yes, I'm the Roboche, God. We thank you.
Yes.
We ask today in the name of the Father and the Son and the Roboche and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah.
I bless each and every one of you right there where you are. I can feel the Holy Ghost right now, and I can feel the power of God. And I'm telling you right now, those that right there where you are, if you can begin to open up your spirit right now, begin to worship the living God. I sense in the presence of God that it's an anointing that God is ready to release into your life right now. And I'm telling you right now that those that is ready to worship him, I just want to talk to those not coming on the line to just do something out of the norm or do something that is just going along with their everyday life. But I want to talk to some of you this tonight that if you're ready, and you're ready, and you want something from God, I tell you right there, begin to worship God right there in the midst of your house. Some of you, you need to get into a place of worship where you can declare and decree for it to be a paradigm shift to take place in your life. I feel the Holy Ghost. Father, pour out your spirit upon us in the name of Jesus. Is it one or two of you in the spirit of God? Can you just meet us there and just have 30 seconds of worship? I feel the presence of the living God. Some of you need to thank him for what he done did for you in your life, how he done spared you, how he done made out a way. I just got to worship him. Is there a worship of the night? Just think he done healed you. He done delivered you. He done made a way out of no way. And what I'm showing you, just to touch the Holy Ghost, I feel his presence. We worship you, Lord. Somebody, is it anybody tonight say, you know what? I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of playing worship. I'm tired of playing with praise. And I got to give God what's due to me, and I got to give God worship out of my belly. I'm sick and tired of playing with the devil, playing with my emotions, playing with my children, playing with my finances, playing with my health, playing with my livelihood. I'm sick and tired. I'm going to go into the throne room of God. I don't care who hear me. The neighbor just shut your door. I got to get in prayer. Some of you, God just trying to pull you to a place. You've been sitting there just rocking side to side. Time after time, it's time to open up your spirit. Let God come in. Open up your spirit for God to do a new thing within you. I feel the presence of the living God tonight. And I'm sure right now, God is ready to breathe on you. When you get Norway internationally, open up your mouth and begin to worship the living God right there in your house, right there in your home. I feel a shaking in the Holy Ghost. I feel a shaking in the spirit. Father, go ahead and breathe on us. We declare it. We decree it. In this season, God, we're going to serve you. We want the authentic of you. We want all of you. We don't want no delusional. We don't want no watered down, God. We don't want to love that people beat around the bush. Father, we open up our spirit. We submit ourselves to all of you. Holy Ghost, breathe upon us. We declare it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel him here. Right there, my goodness. I tell you what, let's give God 30 more seconds. I feel him right there. Right there, somebody is really touching him. Right there, somebody's saying that I'm not playing no games. I got to touch God. If it's got to be tonight to where things change and shift in my life, it has to be tonight. Right there, I can feel somebody in the Holy Ghost say, you know what? My worship been watered down. My worship been planned. I'm not going to play with God with my worship. I'm not going to play with God. Right there, I can feel somebody in the Holy Ghost is getting shaken in the spirit of the Lord. Somebody just give God a worship. I feel a shaking. Some of you need to worship God. Worship him. Where you at, Norway? Where you at, Asia? Where you at, friends? Worship God until a shaking takes place. And every devil that's trying to rise up against you, every devil trying to rise up against you in your home, every devil trying to rise up against you in your mind, every devil
devil that tried to rise up against you in your children, on your job, in the ones that have authority, in the government. Every devil, I beg you to worship him tonight until a shaken place in the Holy Ghost. Is the anybody with me in the Holy Ghost? In the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. Shake us, Lord. Shake us in the Holy Ghost. Shift us in your will. Shift us in your presence. I wish I had one or two of you right now, my God, to just worship the lovely God with us. There's one or two of you could just let it open up. I'm telling you right now, through the power of the Holy Ghost, you're free in the power of the Holy Ghost. You're free in the Holy Ghost. Worship him. I feel the Holy Ghost. I see the Holy Ghost. And I just want to tell you that this year that you are approaching, you are not accepting in and everything. Not coming from your life, not coming from yourself, not coming from people around you, not coming from job industry, not coming from teachers industry. You are not accepting anything that comes from the doctor, that comes from a diagnosis. You shall arise in your life and take dominion. Take dominion in prayer. Take dominion in worship. Take dominion in consecration. Take dominion in fasting. Take dominion, my goodness, somebody, to bring yourself into the presence of God this year that we're approaching. This shall be, and I declare it over your life, that this shall be a year that where you take dominion over the things in your life, I feel the Holy Ghost. Breathe on us, Lord. Breathe on us, the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
I see your daughter. I pray this year that as you're approaching, you toss it over. Everything that the enemy don't told you, don't talk about you, don't put in your mind this year, the enemy going to recognize who you are in the Holy Ghost. This year, the enemy going to recognize your position in the Holy Ghost. This year that we're going into, the enemy going to recognize that God gave you the power to cast him out. God gave you the power to heal. God gave you the power to deliver. And that same power that God gave you, the enemy going to recognize that you're going to use that same power in your life. Cast out demons out of your house, out of your children, up around you. Heal the sick, but the sick is you. The same anointing that God is out of your sick. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to move on. And I declare this. You are that dominion over your prayer life. Your prayer life will never be stopped again. I pray that you're going to stand up to this summary demon. You're going to stand up to the demon that convinced you that you need to go to sleep.
You need to clean. You're too tired. You're too busy. I declare and decree in this season, from the international waters to the national waters, from Norway to the United Kingdom, from the United Kingdom to Los Angeles, Los Angeles to New York, from New York to Pennsylvania, from Pennsylvania to Texas, from Texas to Nevada, Nevada to Florida, Georgia, Georgia to Mississippi, Massachusetts. In the name of Jesus, you will take dominion of your prayer life. You will intercede in a point of discipline within the Lord. you shall go past the outer court and enter into the inner courts of God. This is your year that the declaration of God is upon you, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm starting to shift you in alignment with the God in the name of Jesus. That every seed of this land on the internet begin to open up your mouth and declare and decree in your home, in your life, still a shake in the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord, for a soul, say yes. I shall say yes. You're going to chill. You're going to trouble. You're going to walk in. Every spirit that's been trying to hold you back. Everything that's been trying to hold you back. You shall not re-enter that mountain. You will not enter into that place. You shall not keep going around and around in a circle. Your life shall go into the divine wheel and the divine party of the living God. You shall be the head of the table and never be not the tail. Your finances shall run over. Prosperity is coming to you right now. A mindset of wealth is coming to you right now, and everything that is not of God, as you begin to open up your mouth and operate into the power and authority of God, it shall be rebuked. It shall go back to the pit of hell. It shall return where it come from. In the name of Jesus, in this season, I declare and decree there's no witch or no warlock, no Buddha, no Susa. In the name of Jesus, will not have the power to hinder you and what God has for you. In the name of Jesus, I command you in the Holy Ghost, sons of God, sons of God, daughters of God, to rise and take your rightful place at the head of the table. Arise and take your rightful place above, not beneath. A conqueror, not the one to be conquered. In the name of Jesus, you shall win. You shall win. Come on.
Yes,
that's what I hear the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
Moses, I said, I hear the Holy Ghost. Just pray. I hear the Holy Ghost. I hear the Holy Ghost. It will be. It's the time. And every curse that men will place over your life because you're not able to give a financial contribution to a ministry or to a church, I break every curse in the name of Jesus. I break every falsified curse. I break every generation curse. I break every soul tie that is hindering you from walking in the success and ordained power of God. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of mind battles. I break the curse of schizophrenia. I break the curse of depression. I break the curse of rejection. In the name of Jesus, I loose you from your past, from everything that holds you hostage, from everything that holds your captivity. I loose you in the name of Jesus. I loose you in the international waters. I loose you for the brutal doctor and the brutal sinners of the social in Africa. South Korea, I lose you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
It is your season. It is your time. And you shall arise. You will arise.
Yeah,
I just want to declare and decree this. In the name of Jesus, you shall thrive. Your power is going to come back. And it's going to come back greater than ever. Your will and your discipline of fast is going to come.
come back. It ain't going to come back faster than ever. Break every chain over your life. Each individual that's listening in by way of phone call and away from the internet. Break every chain that's trying to have you bondage, have you in a place of consolation. In the name of Jesus, we get the keys from the angels of the Lord to set you free in the Holy Ghost. That you're not delivered from your childhood,
you
got in your spiritual life, in your spiritual walk, every abuse that is orchestrated for immature saints, immature leaders, have not grown up their self. Every abuse that it came from entitlement of the enemy, every abuse, we snatch you from that place. And the healing anointing comes and heals your wounds from every abuse that is not of God and not of the will of God. From the childhood to now, from your church life until now, we take authority of the abuse and we set every door that is in your life, because this season here, apostolically, prophetically, speak to the atmosphere that the body of Christ gonna line up in the divine alignment with God, and we shall reign. The world shall not reign over the body. The world shall not conquer the body. The world shall not be blessed more than a body. That the body of Christ going to reign and take the rightful place at the headship table with God. If you believe it, you need to shout glory in your house. You need to shout glory in your home. If God talking to you, you just need to shout glory. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. Yes.
I see the Holy Ghost.
You shall reign in victory. You shall not lose a battle this year. You shall not lose no more fights. You shall not lose no more wars. You shall be the one that walk in victory. You shall not walk in defeat. You shall walk into the victory of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost power of God. Cause our spirits to be like a sponge. We absorb every drop. We absorb everything that you pour out. Yes, Lord. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to move on. But I hear the Holy Ghost very stressing this. He's stressing this. I hear God stressing this in the spirit right now. He's stressing every curse. Every curse. Some of you is still living up on a curse that you think you are under. And you think your life is going the way it is because you feel as though you're cursed. I break, I falsify curse in the name of Jesus. Every curse, it is broken in the name of Jesus. You are free, daughters. You are free, sons. You are free in the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. My goodness, I feel the power of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. There's an anointing being released in this season. I'm telling you, saints of God, if you keep your mind focused and stayed on God, you are not going to miss this anointing that God is releasing. In this season, you need to worship. You need to stay away from folks that want to gossip. Folks want to stay in a negative place. Folks want to still entertain the same old, same old. You need to be a people nationally, internationally, that I want to receive the things from God, and I'm going to stay away from everything that is corrupt, every mess, everything that is not of God, and go into a place of worship where I receive the things of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What is she? Let her know she. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to leave from this place. My goodness, I'm trying to leave from this place. And I decree tonight is going to be a night. Tonight is going to be the beginning of the night that the fire of the Holy Ghost, that the presence of God, the anointing of God will not lift off of you. It will rest upon you. It will rest upon your spirit. It will burn inside of you. I declare and decree this tonight to those that are listening nationally, internationally. Tonight is going to be the first night that you going to know and notice that the anointing of God have not lived, the presence of God have not lived, the fire of the anointing that burns, it have not lived. You shall not walk in any dry season in the spirit. You shall always walk into a place of moist, into a place that has been plenty in the name of Jesus. Your spirit life will never be a life that is lacking again, a life that is going into drought. It will never go to it again. In the name of Jesus, you shall rise into a place. I feel the Holy Ghost. You shall rise into a place where the Spirit of God is breathing and moving. We release our angels in the name of Jesus to bring us back in the name of Jesus. The water that we shall never thirst again. The food that we shall never hunger again. In the name of Jesus, it shall be done by the power of the Holy Ghost.
I release.
This season, you will not. You shall not, and you will not get in a line, run another prophet down for somebody to rebuke and play the devil off your life. This season, you shall stand up with boldness. You shall stand up with your shoulder squared up, toe to toe with the enemy. And this season, you shall see the power that God puts in your life. That you're going to be able to rebuke and send that devil out of your life. This is the season that the saints are
going to
be in the front of the line, going to take down the enemy in the front of the line. This is the season where the spirit of darkness of the book of Ephesians talks about going to recognize that you are a child of God.
I don't know what to say.
Feel the Holy Ghost right now, and I can feel the power of God. Today is your day that you shall arise. Today is your day that you shall sit at the head of the table, and you will not be intimidated. Today is the day that you stand square to square with that devil. And let that devil know that you're a child of God. And the power that God placed inside of you is to stand up against him. So I thank God for each and every one of you for meeting me in the spirit, to where we can fellowship with our brothers and sisters. We have our brothers and sisters. They're going to have a couple of words. We're going to bring them on throughout the week. But just let them know, the family know, we have not forgot about you. But God want to break some things off of some of your life tonight. And I'm telling you right now, it shall be done. Do not accept nothing but the best in your life. And if nobody don't want to come bring you the best, don't accept it at all. You shall not settle internationally, Norway, Asia, France, United Kingdom. You shall not settle. New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Nevada, California, Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida. You shall not settle. In the name of Jesus, until this time tomorrow morning, saints of God, at 7 a.m., you stay in worship. You stay in the place of God to allow his presence to hover over you. It's your season and your time that the Holy Ghost will not lift. The anointing of God, it will not lift. You will stay in that place. I love you all. Keep Pastor Smith up and his family. Keep them lifted up in prayer. And you be blessed tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless each and every one of you.